Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't wanna have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put a end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Radio on this Tuesday night. I am here with Miss Tori Brodham. I hope I pronounced your last name right. She's all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. And I tell you what, and we have been on a long break since Virgil's death and everything, and we're still kind of recovering from that. But here we go. Hey, how you doing, Tori?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there.
Trying
to survive like everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Survival mode.
So, right. So, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself, and then tell us what your plans are and everything when you, if you get elected.
Okay, well, my name is Tori Branham. I'm running District 20 in Georgia, so that encompasses they did a lot of redistricting. So it would be, if you're familiar, Dodge County, Lawrence County, Dooley County, Wilcox, Pulaski, Troutland, Bleckley, and Dodge. So it would be like the towns you would be like Dublin, Cochrane, in between Macon and Savannah, a very rural area. And so I'm running for senator, state senate, and I am running against an 8-year incumbent who has a family name. His dad was in the House, U.S. House for 30 years, and the incumbent has been in for 8. So he has a name that people recognize on the ballot, but he's never been really challenged. And
right.
I feel like we need to primary these people. I mean, there needs to be term limit. 8 years is plenty. And there's a lot of work that needs to be done to save our state. And it starts here. And our country has a lot of work to be done, too. So, I mean, we need people, good people in all positions, or we're going to lose our country, and we are not going to recover.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I mean, we're heading in a direction now to where we got all these illegal immigrants coming here from all over that are fighting age men and everything, and then we're getting flooded with a bunch of other stuff, and it's, you know, for the world, one world order that they're trying to get us ready for before Trump gets into office and everything and stuff. But, you know, what is your issues with immigration over there? Because I live in New Mexico, and we see it all the time up here.
Well, you know, people tend to think that the border just affects Arizona and Texas and the border states, but technically every city in this country right now is a border town. We have a huge crisis, and I've been to the border 3 times. So when they come across the border,
uh-huh.
you know, Mexicans aren't really coming here. They don't like Biden's economy. You know, they want worker visas. That's great. We need people. But when you've got them coming from Venezuela, Colombia, Cuba, Panama, coming through the jungles of Panama into Mexico, crossing the banks of the Rio Grande, into Texas. What now?
And there's stuff from Haiti and Guatemala that are here too.
Oh, yeah,
know?
Everywhere. It's like a melting pot of, hey, just come on over. And the problem is they think it's going to be some glorious Walmart in the sky when they get here, and they're going to get put up in some 5-star hotel. But the truth is they're drowning if they can even make it across. They're going to the migrant center. They're only allowed to stay 3 days. They're given these asylum hearing tickets, which allow them to fly, which are criminal tickets. Those dates for their asylum hearings are literally 2 or 3 years down the road. So they get on a plane to go to San Francisco, Atlanta, New York, Boston. They get lost because they have no accountability for the 2 to 3 years that they're here. So they're trafficking the kids. They're smuggling these people to work for them. And they're bringing them into our communities to act as sanctuary cities, even though in Georgia it's against the law. It's been against the law since 2009. In fact, if they find out that cities are housing these illegal immigrants, they will literally lose federal funding. So it's trickling down into these little communities. And as you saw in Athens, it brings crime with it. The guy that killed Lakin Riley, the student there that was running on the Georgia campus, he was from Venezuela, and he had actually been kicked out of New York and was supposed to be deported. And, you know, the Athens mayor wants to act as a sanctuary city, which he wrote a letter August 20th, 2019, indicating that they were going to do what the hell they wanted to do anyway. And now we have a student
right.
that died. You know, I sent my daughter off to serve overseas in the Navy, and I knew there was a chance she might not come home. But
right.
you don't send your kid
and
off
know,
the college.
You know what's
thinking,
funny about that, Tori, is that they wanted it, but now look what domestic created, and now they're in petrified.
Right, right.
But they won't admit it. They're denying it, you know?
Yeah, they're definitely denying it, and they're getting a lot of press. I mean, I gave a speech last Tuesday at the Make Athens Safe Again rally, and they're wanting that mayor to step down. They're done with it. People, real Americans, patriotic Americans, we have had enough. We are fed up. It's bad when you got a Democratic mayor like the one in New York who is basically like wanting to be the savior of the world. Hey, come on over, you know, and now he's like there's no more room at the inn because he knows that
right.
we can't take anybody else. We can't even take care of our own. And then on top of that, you've got these people. You don't know what their criminal background is.
Right. And they want to allow
Venezuela
and
feed their prisons.
Right.
I'm
you
sorry,
know,
what?
And they want to allow them in their homes, give them free money. They can apply for homes now and all this stuff. And they won't give us nothing. And this shows just how much hate these politicians have for the American people. I mean, that's all it is to me, is they have pure hate for us.
Yeah, we are very
you know?
Close to. I mean, our government's treasonous. They want to come after the Second Amendment. The whole very reason it was created is for a tyrannous government, and they don't care about the American people. They're treating us like they, you know, they pay us to be here. Instead, they forget who pays their salary when they go in and work for people, and they forget that they work for us, and they treat Americans like criminals and cater to the illegal immigrants. It's just a really backward system. The Democrats
Actual immigrants that are getting visas are actually getting frustrated too with all this, because, you know, we know why they're doing this. We know the reason for it and everything. Even in D.C. they know why, but they don't want to do anything about it, you know, and everything. And it's all, too, to keep Trump out of office. And I think Trump will get back in office in 2020. I think he will too.
Unless they cheat their way out of it this time, I think that he will, too. But, you know.
And everything. You know, and even Marjorie Greene said, we had her on the show years ago when she won her election and everything. You know, she even stated that the politicians in D.C. hated us. They had an amount of hate for us. And, you know, and she's proved it.
Right.
You know, and everything. So, what do you have any rallies you are doing or anything coming up that you want to mention? Or
yes, so my launch party is District 20 here in Georgia, for District 20. It's going to be in Dublin, Georgia, at the Country Club, 7 p.m. this coming Saturday, March 16th. Candace Taylor, that ran for governor here in Georgia, is going to speak, as well as Ambassador Veteran for America First, Lucretia Hughes. She's going to be speaking as well, and so everybody that wants to come can come, and I'm going to kind of give them my mission statement, and I'm going to have a couple of people speaking. So also, if you're in Wilcox County, Georgia, I will be there April 16th. I just put out an announcement for a town hall there. I don't want to leave the little communities out that are in my district.
Right, because those are the most important. There's the small communities and smaller town folks. You know, they're up there in Atlanta and everything. And I know Lucretia Hughes will probably have some kind of event going on and everything. And I'm hoping to go up there. I usually go whenever she has them and everything. But this time around, I hurt myself and I'm trying to recover. I've been recovering for about a year from it. But do you plan to go to any of her rallies if she has them?
If who has rallies? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
So do you plan to go to any of Lucretia Hughes' rallies if she plans to have any? She usually has them around about April or July.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be at every one I can be at. I adore her. She's awesome.
Uh-huh.
I didn't meet her until the senator made that crazy phone call to me, and then she got a hold of the video.
Right. So, yeah, she's top notch. Her and I are good friends and everything. And I met her several years ago whenever Trump was running for office and everything. That's how I met her and went to her rallies and stuff. So, but, you know, the thing is, too, is we need a whole new Congress. We need to fire everyone in Congress to get new people. You know? And to me, I'm hoping that it happens. I mean, with all this going on, I'm surprised people are still asleep, you know, and denying what's going on and everything. Hoping, you know, a lot of people are waking up to the facts and everything. Even Democrat supporters are waking up to the facts.
Oh, they absolutely are. In fact, they absolutely are. And let me tell you a good example of that. So I got tagged in this post about this hotel that asked to turn their hotel into residential property. And the city was thinking, all these people, like, we're not stupid. Y'all are bringing illegal immigrants in. And so a lot of the people that are influential in the community showed up tonight to the zoning meeting. And this guy that was asking for the permit kicked the ball down the road and asked for a continuation. But the community showed up. And they were like, we just want y'all to know, if this is why you're building these apartments, we do not want illegal immigrants in our city. They're tired of it.
Right. And this is everywhere. You know, even here in New Mexico, our governor, as quick as she is, and that's such a little bit of information on her, you know, it's whatever California, New York does, she does, you know. And it's like a pattern I've been watching with her and the New York and California and everything and stuff. But what other plans do you have in mind if you get if you do win your election in office? Do you plan to bring procedures to bring charges on these people, or?
I want some major oversight of these communities, and we need to have a whistleblower program where if they find illegal immigrants being bussed in, we need to be able, we need to know about it. Because
right.
The bottom line, though, is too, I believe that our governor in Georgia is a little bit behind some things. He may be behind some things when it comes to illegal immigration. I don't fully trust him. I think he's turned on the people that voted for him, and I think it started with the election.
And I could tell you about him is that he is a member of the World Economic Forum, and he was, there was a report a while back when he was up there and everything, he was spending $2,500 on prostitutes a night on taxpayers' money. Economic Forum. It's in DuBois.
Oh, the West?
You know, for Klaus Schwab's and all them, they all get the little get-togethers and everything and stuff for the NWO. And not just him, but others as well. But nobody says anything or does anything about it.
Oh, wow. I'd like to know where those things are.
I think
I can look it up and post it to you.
But there was some reports on it, and then it disappeared off the website, you know, and everything. So, but anyway, that's where a lot of these immigrants are coming from, is Klaus Schwab is sponsoring most of it. And not just him, but with the EU and with George Soros as well. They're the ones that are behind it and everything, you know. But initially, too, what I was going to ask, do you plan, what is the first thing you're going to do when you get in office?
The first thing I want to do is thoroughly review the budget to see where we're at, because I can't tell you where anything is without looking at it. So my mission statement, I made it very clear. I posted it on my Facebook, Tory for Georgia District 20 Senate. And my main thing for when I first get elected is to go over the budget and see where we're at and see what kind of wasteful spending is being done. And, you know, let me see here. I was going to read something to you, and I'm trying to find it. Let me see here. I don't even know where I'm at. Okay. I don't know. It's probably too long to read my mission statement. But, of course, my priority will be to thoroughly examine the budget to identify areas of inefficiency or wasteful spending. I will conduct a comprehensive analysis, aim to reallocate funds for ineffective programs to initiatives that have a meaningful impact on the people of Georgia. I don't know how long that will take because I don't know what kind of mess we're in, but I do believe there's a lot of wasteful spending that can be allocated towards other things, such as law enforcement. I also do not agree with the teacher voucher program. And a lot of that's the voucher program where they give people, if their children is in a school that's like under the top, they're performing under the top 25, under 25%, then they'll give them a voucher to move them out of the school district. And I just simply don't believe that that's the fix, because you may have a child that's smart, talented, has a lot of potential, that maybe their family aren't educated and they don't have a lot of resources and they don't understand their options. So what you're doing is you're giving money to these kids to move out of the school system, and instead of giving more money to the teachers and the school to improve the program, so the kids that are still left in that program are essentially left behind.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's not just in Georgia.
So I don't agree with it
everywhere.
At all. Like, you fix it. You don't just leave it. You fix it. You don't just abandon it, and the kids that don't have other options are just stuck in these schools, and they're not improving because they're not putting any money into it. But that is a really big deal to me. And also, I feel like if law enforcement have to have state qualifications, like post certifications, then there should be a statewide salary for law enforcement, because that's what's happening is people aren't going to put their life on the line for $14 an hour. And we have a nationwide shortage of law enforcement. They need to make better money, period.
Right, and I agree with you. And to me, what I see with that, too, and it's just, and the same thing is happening here in my state, I think they're creating all this on purpose so they can hire these illegal immigrants to become police officers. And everything.
Right.
Because the same thing is
happening
here.
I haven't heard that.
So, well, they've already done it in California already. New York's trying to do the same thing. And stuff. So, you know, would you try to pass a bill to ban illegals from becoming police officers that comes to it?
Well, I'm sorry. Would I try to pass a bill that what? I'm having a hard time hearing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you bring up a bill to ban illegals from becoming police officers, you know, if they try it?
Oh, absolutely. I don't want illegals doing anything in this country. Anything. We have a process. We are a country of laws, and we have an immigration process. And I apologize if it takes a long time. We need to try to streamline that, make it quicker, because it does help farmers and people. Then when there's Americans don't want to do those jobs, and they will come in and do it. But there's got to be a way to expedite the worker visa. But absolutely, you don't do
it.
If I did anything illegal, like drove without a license, or didn't pay for something before I walked out of the store, or went over to Mexico, I would be in trouble. So I expect them to uphold the law just as we have to, period.
Right. And, you know, and to me, I mean, I do see patterns of this and everything. I've been posting a lot about it. We talked about it on the show a lot, too. And everything, and it's just like, you know, it's like they're trying to replace us. Would you agree?
They're trying to replace the American people with illegals?
Oh, yes.
I believe that they may be, well, we have 20,000 Chinese living in California right now. They've come across our border as well. They're buying up land like nobody's business. And it's only a matter of time before we are attacked on our own soil. They are building up armies of people from these illegal immigrants. There is a plan. And not only that, but letting them come in changes the census. So it allows more delegates in certain locations. So it affects the voting. But, yeah, I believe that we could have an imminent attack on our soil any day at the hands of these people coming across the border. And even Christopher Wray, the FBI director, has warned people that it could be just in the next, it could be tomorrow, it could be in 2 years. But they're on our doorstep.
Right. Oh, no. I mean, well, look at all these Chinese nationals that are getting caught coming across the border, too.
Oh, exactly. There's 20,000 in California right now.
Oh, yeah. You know. So,
and
to
then
me, it sounds like a private army, you know. Like maybe the United Nations is sending them in here as well. You know, and everything. So. I mean, this is my opinion on it, but it feels like that's what the UN is trying to do as well, is to sneak them in here, you know?
Well, yeah. And then another thing is we've got Iranians that are going into Venezuela, obtaining passports. They look Spanish, they speak Spanish. And they're getting fake passports and they're crossing into our country. We've got people from terrorist watch lists.
Yep. So, but anyway, so, you know, and, but, you know, that's good. It's good and refreshing to see new people running for offices like yourself and Gregory Howard and I know a bunch of others up there that I know very well that's running for the first time and everything. And, you know, this is what we need right now. And I feel that the Democratic Party is possibly have lost. They've already lost. They lost everything right now because of all this and stuff. Mm-hmm. And what is your input on this, on that?
On what?
On the Democratic Party. Do you feel that maybe they've already lost 2024 because of all this? Or?
I believe that even the Democratic Party is seeing, and there are a lot of people that will not vote for Biden again because his approval rating is super low. It'll be interesting. The only thing that's going to tell is the election, and that is because, you know, if it's fair and balanced this time, we just got to let the election play out. I mean, they're capable of so much. I can't even begin to say what I think is going to happen. I mean, it's all going to come down to the election because you just never know. I mean, we thought Trump had it in the bag in 2020, and I woke up and saw that he lost, and it just didn't make sense.
Right. It was like 2016 when all this was going on. You know, it's going to happen. To me, it's like a rerun. It's going to happen again. And at the last minute, they were like, well, we got to go off the air. We'll be back in the morning. I was like, I was ready to throw my TV through the window at that point.
Mm-hmm.
What are your other inputs, I mean, that you would do for your community down there?
For the community in Georgia?
Yes.
Well, I definitely am a huge advocate of the Second Amendment. So, I want firearms training to be part of the freshman high school curriculum, and I want it to be not training but safety. I want it to be part of the curriculum, and that they have to have a certificate in order to get their driver's license. That way they have that weapon safety portion in there, and I think that would take a lot of pressure off of people constantly attacking our Second Amendment. But I'm hardcore Second Amendment. I don't think that the government should be even talking about that because we all know why that was created. But just anything I can do, like I said, once I go in and see what the issues are, I'm not going to just vote the way leadership wants me to. I'm going to look at all the issues and make decisions from there.
That's a good plan. One of the listeners asked, do you support conventions of states?
Do I?
I think conventions, if I pronounced it right.
What is it?
Conventions of states. COBVENTION.
Conventions of states?
Yes.
Oh, the convention of states.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Is it convention? Is that what you're asking? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what he means. It's COBVENTION.
Oh, convention.
Yes.
Correct?
Oh, it's convention of states. He spelled it wrong.
Oh, okay. That's why I was confused. I support that. We need to have more fiscal restraints on our federal government because they're writing checks their butts can't cash. We've got to have some kind of, we got to start regulating what they're spending, like just billions to Ukraine.
Right.
You know, can't even pass the damn border bill because they're wanting to give more money to Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan. Well, we've got to stop at some point and I support one issue bills. So I feel like we should be able to vote on one issue and not feel like, well, I support this issue, but if I want to get this passed, I have to agree with five other things that are in there that I don't agree with. And it's a mess.
Right. So that's true. And also, they've been talking about shrinking the federal government by a lot. Do you support that as well?
Well, I don't know if we need to shrink the federal government, but I believe that I don't know about shrinking the federal government, but we don't need as many laws. They're trying to pass way too many laws. We don't need to be over-governed. We need term limits. Just like George Washington said, he said, go home to my farm in Mount Vernon and live under the laws I've created. I don't want to be here forever, you know? We need term limits. We don't need 80, 90-year-old people. We need fresh ideas. Term limits is a big deal. When they did the crossover week, it was just this law, that law, this law. I mean, it needs to be – there doesn't need to be as many laws. That's a lot. We're over-mandated, overruled. Like, we're – it's ridiculous. No. It could be so much easier simple.
Oh, yeah. It's like they're abusing their authority a lot, you know, and I've heard of, you know, even Trump – that he wants to shrink the federal government as well and everything, which is a good idea and everything too, you know, and stuff, but, you know, and everything. So what is your thoughts on Trump as well? Do you support Trump or?
Oh, I'm a huge Trump supporter. I feel like there was a time when I thought I just wish that he'd tone down his rhetoric a little bit, the way that he speaks. I think it could be like put a handler on it because of the reaction, but then it's like, you know what, that's what we need. And I do think he has our country's best interest at heart. I believe he's genuine. He has nothing to, I mean, he's been through the ringer with all these lawsuits and court dates and things, and I do feel like he has our best interest at heart, and that he needs to have a third term, you know, since he didn't get to work out his second one. And
right. Yeah. This is why they're right now.
I'm a pretty good judge of character, and I get a pretty good feeling. I get feelings about people, and I just feel like he genuinely cares about
people. I'm the same way. I'm usually a pretty good judge of character and everything and stuff. And, you know, the same thing, I was telling Lucretia that, you know, I got the same feeling about you that I had with Marjorie Greene when I first met her and everything, you know,
really?
And I was right.
Well,
you know,
what's the feeling?
You know, right. So when I looked at her, I was like, yep, you're going to be up there. I told her that too, you know. But, you know, one of the listeners, too, asked, do you support clean bills as well?
Do I support what?
Clean bills.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm talking about, clean bills, as in not adding a whole bunch of stuff in. We need to have single bills that we, like the border bill, needs to be one bill. Is that what he's talking about?
Uh-huh. I think so.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's... But, too, with this climate stuff going on and everything, I mean, it's climate this, climate that, you know what I mean? I know it's hogwash. Do you plan to help stop that, climate taxes and everything they're doing to us?
I don't believe in climate change. I believe that the world was created by God, and we are doing our damage to it. But you know what? At the end of the day, God is still in control, and nothing we do at this point is going to fix anything. And I think we've came leaps and bounds in previous years, but I don't think over-regulating things just to have – they're over-regulating the shit out of things to the point people can't run their businesses. Farmers, factories, they just – the government wants to over-regulate every damn thing. And that to me is an issue. So,
right.
Their climate agenda
and,
has
you know, and
far.
I agree with you on that, too. I mean, basically, to me, I mean, all that is just for money laundering. Put it in their pockets, you know?
Yeah, their climate agendas just went way too far on this whole deal.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and basically, too, you know, that, you know, they were attacking us to death and everything with all this nonsense
and everything. Do you have any plans to reduce taxes if that
comes to it? Do I have any plans with taxes with what? To reduce taxes like that. In other words, to help break it. Illegal taxing, I call it.
Yeah, I don't really understand the question. I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing.
I'm sorry. It's my connection where I'm at. So, but do you plan to try to ban this climate taxes, you know, to try to ban everything that you're trying to do to us?
If I feel like it's the best thing to do, I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't believe in wasteful spending, but like I said, I've got to get in there and figure out what exactly is going on, because you really don't know until you're in there.
Right.
So,
in other words, I'm going to tell my friend Audrey, you need a complete audit. You know?
Mm-hmm.
A complete audit and see where the money went and see who had what and see where, you know, and everything. And you'd probably be shocked when they do.
Okay. Yeah, I just feel like everything's got to be looked at. I can't really make that decision until I know, like, I don't, like I said, that hasn't been in the forefront of my mind. I do know I don't believe in research. It's never really putting money into research for things that are never really going to make a difference. That's wasteful spending. Like when they passed the PAC Act for veterans, they had research for Southeast Asia embedded in that bill. I mean, the people that served in Southeast Asia, that generation is not even alive anymore. So why are we studying wars in Southeast Asia when we're not over there right now? It's not going to benefit anything. They just put all this useless research money into these bills, and that's something that we could do away with as well.
Right. You know, to me, I think newer programs for veterans as well, take them off the streets and put them in homes. You know, give them housing and stuff where it's needed. And to me, it's like they're not doing it. They don't care. And something I've been trying to push out here to get done to get these homeless vets off the streets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So would you be able to create something like that?
Yeah, I believe that... Here's the thing. Homelessness a lot of times has to do with mental health. And a lot of veterans that are homeless have mental health issues. And it's going to start with getting people help, because they do have homeless veteran programs. So when you see people, it's going to take community action. Hey, if you're a veteran, I'm going to drive you over and get you some help. Because a lot of them don't know, because a lot of homeless have mental health issues. Even with, I think a lot of problems in our country could be fixed if we had better mental health resources.
Right. And one of the listeners is asking, what is your thoughts on digital currency?
Digital currency?
How do you feel about digital currency?
Like crypto and stuff? I don't know. That's not really my thing. I don't believe we should just be a cashless society. I don't want it to replace the dollar. That's not really something that's not my expertise, the digital currency. That's not something I've really gotten into.
They're asking a lot of questions in the chat room, so I'm just relay them to you.
That's okay.
But you know, it's I don't know. It's, I agree with you. It's just wasteful spending. It's with the government and everything right now. It's what's putting us under. And with they're saying Biodomics is working great and everything, but yet I've seen businesses closing and failing, and people getting tossed out of jobs and stuff. And do you have any plans to help the small business people too as well? They're in the situation.
Yeah, tax cuts. man, it's been hard. I know that all the businesses where I live, all the small businesses, they are struggling. Every one of them are struggling because inflation is so high. I mean, they're not really making anything. They're just basically paying to keep their doors open.
Right.
They're paying their employees. They're paying for the stuff that's in their business. Their overhead, but they're not. That's about what they're doing, is just surviving enough to keep their businesses open. Because inflation is just awful. Yeah. Everybody I know in this community, small business, is absolutely struggling.
And, you know, that's
everyone to shop local, that's for sure.
Right. And to me, that feels, you know, we're feeling it here as well. A lot of businesses that's been open for years are shutting down big time and everything and stuff, you know, and because of all this, and it's hurting. But they're, oh, it's great. The economy's going good. Businesses are booming. And it's like, no, it's not, you know. And everything. So, but well, I tell you what, we got just a few minutes left and everything before we go off the air. And anything that else that you would like to add on or let people know about?
No. Where does your show air? Is it just all over?
Yes, we're worldwide.
Okay.
I just hope that everybody
gets out and vote. Oh, if they're not registered, go and register. If you don't think it's your civic duty to vote, if you're not getting out and voting, you don't have a right to complain about anything. Get out and vote, and let's get Trump in office, and let's get these bad people out and turn this country around. This may be the last time we can do it, or we're leaving a shithole to our kids.
Yep. And you know what I'm seeing too, Tori, is I'm seeing other countries are rising. I mean, like France, Germany, they're rising up against the EU, and I've been seeing this every day on Instagram and stuff. It's like, why can't the American people do this? You know, yet we got these Palestine protesters going out there, creating all kinds of havoc, but the actual American people doesn't want to go out there and do this and everything too. You know, and follow the rest of the globe's path. And everything. Do you got anything that you would like to inspire them? That would inspire the American people to, you know, to join in.
To what?
So, what is your thoughts on the global, you know, uprising right now going on in France and Germany? I'm sure you're pretty sure you heard about all that, where the farmers are rising up and everything. Is there anything you want to say to the people about that?
I feel like we could be on the brink of a revolution. We have got to take this country back. We have got to put our foot down. We need to show up. When the government's meeting, we need to be there, and we need to let them know we are not going to tolerate this anymore. We're going to make sure that we save our country. People need to be at their town hall meetings. They need to be aware of what's going on in their communities. They need to get out and vote. Yeah. I think people need to have more interaction. And they tend to go, a lot of people tend to just go about their day to day and not really think about the inner workings of the government until it's right on their front door. But just being involved in your communities and stuff.
Right.
I don't know if this is a far-fetched thing, but we've talked for years about maybe another civil war. What's it going to take to keep this country from going under?
Right. Well, they haven't taken enough away from them yet to get it started. You know, as our co-host would say, you know, he'd always say, you know, start taking things away from them, and then it'll start, you know. Yeah, they just haven't started taking away enough yet, you know, for that to happen and everything. But anyway, Ms. Tori, time is almost up, and everybody in the chat room, thank you for your questions and stuff and everything. And but I tell you what, we can do this again whenever you feel up to it.
Yeah, I'd love to be on again. I'm sorry I couldn't answer some of the questions. I'll have to study the digital currency. I know we're close to one world order, and I'm not okay with a cashless society, but I'll definitely look into that. If I don't know something, I definitely will research it.
Right.
And I'd love to come on the show again. So.
Right. So, well, it was a pleasure meeting you and talking to you and everything. And can't wait to meet you in person.
Yeah, no, it'll be nice to meet you. Thank you so much for having me on.
And you're very welcome. And we'll go ahead and sign off. And, Ms. Tori, you have a good week and everything. And anything I could do to help you with, just let me know.
All right. Thank you. Same here.
You're welcome. And to everybody else, we'll be back here on Thursday night. And we'll have Gregory Howard on the show and then Syria Ivy, who's also running for office. Both are. And we'll be coming back. So hopefully Russell could join us. He has been awful busy lately and everything. So, but anyhow, good night, everybody. And we'll see you Thursday. Good night, Ms. Tori. Have a good night.
Good night. Have a good night.